Telling myself the truth is one of the hardest things in the world to do. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Telling myself the truth is one of the most difficult things in the world for me to do. It's the most difficult thing in the world for any of us to do. For we are not objective about the truth. What is the truth of our personal being, of our physical bodies, of our life in itself? What is the truth? The truth is that we are whole and perfect. The truth is that we are divinely designed, divinely created, divinely brought forth upon this wonderful experience that we call earth and life here. We are divine. Why then do we have problems? Why then do we not experience this divinity that we would like to know that we have, because we do have it? We are not experiencing the truth about ourselves because we are not telling ourselves the truth. I'm not telling myself the truth. When I have a hurt, I say, oh, I hurt. When I have a headache, oh, I have a headache. Instead of saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, and function of my body is perfect right now. I am whole and perfect right now. I am whole and perfect right now. That's the truth of our nature. That's the truth of our being. A spiritually illumined person looks at the world around them and sees everything beautiful and good. Because a spiritually illumined person sees only what they are deep inside themselves, or even on the surface. To be spiritually illumined means that you're alert to the truth. And the truth is that everything and everybody is expressing its divine idea right now. What would you imagine the divine idea for your body is? What do I imagine the divine idea for my body is? I certainly would like to imagine that the divine idea for my body is eternal life, is wholeness, perfection, is in every way vital, dynamic, and powerful. I would like to determine that my body is the beautiful expression of a divine idea. Now, from time to time, it doesn't express that. Now, why doesn't it express that? Because I am not true to myself. I'm not always telling myself the truth. I'm not always saying, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. The moment we have any type of a situation that gets to us and says, you're sick, you have a headache, you have a problem, you got a cancer, you got this, you got that, and then we accept that, we got it. We were watching a movie the other night, and in the movie, the young girl had cancer. And she fell in love with a young man, and while she was in love with him, the cancer was all but forgotten, and she was better and better every day. Her body was wonderful, fantastic, glorious. And then the young man wanted to marry her, and she said she had cancer, and it made the whole thing different. He said, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me this, you know? Because then I will lose you, and I don't want to lose you. And it made her feel so bad, the cancer got worse and worse and killed her. Now, did the cancer get worse because she felt bad? Or did the cancer get better because she felt good? Well, we can only say that it appeared that that's the case. What really was happening was when her concentration was on the happiness of life, the joy of life, the wholeness of life, the purity of life, there was no room in her thinking for cancer. And when she felt sad, feeling she had to tell her beloved that she had cancer, then he felt confused and cheated and abandoned in many ways of the love that he was developing for her that was just happening for them. But you see, when you take charge of yourself, and you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are creating a pattern of truth in yourself that cannot be changed. You are creating a pattern of truth in yourself that your mind will always be one-pointed on that truth. You are creating an attitude in your world saying that you are a beautiful being, saying that you are glorious, you are wonderful, you are fantastic. And then you begin living up to that truth. Sometimes we live down to the limitation that we create for ourselves. But let's live up to the truth about ourselves. The truth is that each one of us is fabulous. Each one of us is glorious. And I am telling myself the truth about myself. I'm telling myself the truth of who and what I really am. I am divine. I am a glorious expression of the idea of perfection and glory and wonder and magic and peace and wholeness. I am the expression of all that is good and all that is beautiful. And lo and behold, my body out pictures that which I believe about myself. For that's the way the principle works. That's the way the truth works. We can demonstrate the illusion of illness and pretend that we're ill, and we can even die. But we don't die, and we are not really ill. But we can play any game we want. We can go into the theater, and we can watch the actors performing on stage, and we know that those actors are not the persons they're performing as. But they put up a very good show, and we respond to them emotionally. We respond to them in every other way based upon the type of acting that they're doing. Now let's each of us, especially me, start acting every moment of my life, recognizing the truth about me, that I'm whole and perfect, that I'm glorious, I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, and so it is. Isn't it wonderful? I am the creator of my world, and I create a great world, telling myself the truth about who I am. This is Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. If you call toll-free 1-888-463-8654, a practitioner will greet you on the phone and make sure that you tell them that you're calling for healing treatment, because it is our business line that you'll be reaching these practitioners for. Everyone who answers the phone is a practitioner. And you might get one enthusiastic being, or you might get one intellectual being, or you might get one sensitive being. All sorts of people are here doing beautiful things, expressing love and joy and peace for you. But you, when you call, make sure you say, this is what I expect of myself. This is who I really am. This is my treatment for myself. I am whole and perfect now and always. And your practitioner will work with you on that thought and say, it is done, and so it is. So, you're in my love, you're in my blessings, you're in my caring, always. Call 1-888-463-8654 and be in the blessings of a few more practitioners. We love you, I love you, I love you.